Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, let's hand it over to a guy I know named Kevin, who's going to tell you about the greatest thing that's ever happened between Clint Eastwood and Jim Nantz.
It's always a pleasurable experience when, on a Sunday night, when I'm getting the show email ready, I just find five or six or seven clips of audio that makes me go, oh, this could be a segment. This will be fun. So here comes sports audio segment. February 11th, 2019. You guys ready?
Yeah.
We start with last year, just for a little setup here. Last year at the Pebble Beach tournament on CBS, the golf tournament, Jim Nantz, Nick Faldo, and they always bring Clint Eastwood on. Now, Clint Eastwood was probably this weekend the number two sports meme to one of the Jenners looking at LeBron. This is last year and just how weird it got with Clint Eastwood on the golf coverage, and then I'll explain what happened yesterday.
Another phenomenal week with a lot of money being made here for our local charities. And what do you think of this tournament coming down to the wire?
I think it's kind of looking tough. This guy, Potter's been amazing. He comes out and look at all the guys behind him.
I know, all these big top names that are in pursuit, but he's holding them off.
Yeah. Good show. Good show, you guys.
Okay, well, it's good to have you with us.
I don't understand how we don't end every one of our shows with that drop.
No doubt.
We do a lot of days.
Yeah. I don't think we do.
Your face, Shippy.
Well, yesterday.
Good show, you guys.
They got behind the eight ball a little bit at Pebble Beach because of rain and weather, so they were playing catch up yesterday. In fact, they ended the tournament this morning, okay? So a big controversy was what was going to happen late at night. Well, you have Clint Eastwood hanging out all day, and there's so many memes of Jim Nantz talking golf and Eastwood's looking out into the distance, staring into the sun. Well,
you're not supposed to do that.
This is when it got so late and it was dark at Pebble Beach. They're like, we can't keep the coverage on CBS because we have the Grammys and the Grammy red carpet show. So the CBS coverage gets thrown over to the Golf Channel. So no one's watching this besides maybe me. Okay. And I'm watching and I couldn't believe this. This is so great. It's Jim Nantz kind of summing up the day, thanking the crew. On CBS, listen to Clint Eastwood. On the Golf Channel, but it's a CBS presentation. Listen to Clint Eastwood.
Around all day, we'll hope to see you in the morning.
It's great fun.
Lance and your crew down in the truck and Steve Milton, the whole technical team, pretty amazing, amazing effort. And hope everybody, hearing from folks up in Canada saying, you think it's cold in Pebble Beach? It's minus five up here. But they love the chance to watch the golf from a place like, well, no other, Pebble Beach.
A lot better than the Grammys.
Here. Wait, I can't say that, can I? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I can say that.
You can say that.
They're all wearing CBS jackets and airing live at the time he said that on CBS was the Grammys.
Clint Eastwood's amazing. I don't remember all the details, but what show is it where he went on stage and argued with a chair?
That was just a political rally, I believe.
Was it?
Was one man.
He
show
argued
thing.
With a chair. Yeah, he argued with a chair about politics. So do you guys know?
A lot better than the Grammys.
Do you guys? Clint Eastwood will not be listening to our next segment.
Jim Nantz is the face of CBS.
Do you?
And
guys,
the guy just said, "What's airing right now on your network? This is better on the Golf Channel." sun goes down at Pebble Beach,
which is why it's on the Golf Channel. Do you guys know how old Clint Eastwood is?
88 ish.
I'm gonna say 83.
Shippy.
I will go with 79.
69.
Hold on, Jared. He's 88, KT. You nailed it.
God.
And he is still starring in and directing. I mean, that
show
is a pretty lucid guy for 88.
Go look at the memes from yesterday. That is not a lucid fella.
For 88?
For 88, dude? Dude, that...
I'm just saying. Hold on. That movie, The Mule, that guy is still doing that stuff.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, so you're 31.
And I'm already losing it.
Think about this. He is, and you think we're old at 47, 48. So
God, you are old.
Our age
is
your age combined with our age and then another decade.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's doing amazing. And the other thing, too, is I just I pulled it up because I wanted to see his age. And you know, they always have that. People also search for. You guys know how old Kirk Douglas is?
Oh, 100, right? Jeez, he's older than Clint Eastwood.
I'd like to take a guess.
He's alive, by the way.
90s.
104.
Jibby?
93.
99.
Ben was the closest, but he did go over. He's 102.
Holy.
So do I win? What? Price is right, or I win over?
You
so
get
I
this
don't.
Coffee. Okay. I have okay. almost
good,
not finished.
Good, good.
And I'd like to remind everybody that in the early 80s, he was in the great movie Saturn 3, romping around naked with Farrah Fawcett.
I don't think you got a good look at the hour's worth of memes from yesterday.
I think Skin gets it, and I get it too, but he is 88.
He's
Your
88.
Expectations should be lower. Okay, so.
He's throwing up the X.
KT just showed me.
He's not good for a 6-hour golf broadcast.
KT just showed me a picture where. The analysts are all looking at the camera talking. He's just sitting back in his chair looking at something off camera.
It was funny.
Why is he doing it?
It was all day. And then they never took him off.
He did it the whole day.
All day.
That's amazing. That's a good shot right there.
It's amazing stamina. Dude, yeah. He's kicking ass. And I'm looking down. I mean, 88, he's got a daughter that's like 30. Francesa Eastwood, he cranked one out at 58.
Good radio.
God,
show.
In the 70s, he was the tough guy of the world. You know, he was.
Yeah.
He just made, what were those movies called? Where he's
Every
always,
Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can.
Yeah, and
Clyde,
Dirty Harry. He was either fighting, and that those movies were just about a guy, a truck driver that went around getting in fist fights, like backyard brawls for money, right?
Yeah, and then he also, Ben, he did Escape from Alcatraz in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Where he was the one guy that got off the island.
And he never, it wasn't as if he had this amazing dialogue. He just had this squint, a tough guy look, you know, who just squint at you and you're like, oh my God.
He was in Gran Torino.
He was.
That's right.
He's an amazing filmmaker too. Mm. Like he's a really good filmmaker.
And lovemaker.
Oh, he made such good love. And he also did some passion projects. One of my favorite movies is it's a documentary, but it's the Thelonious Monk documentary. He produced that. He was into jazz and would fund that sort of stuff because it's like he felt like it was an underfunded thing. So he was one of these guys that did passion projects.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's around for the Pebble Beach tournament next year. And we
Wait,
get some
what?
More audio.
Excuse me, Mike what? Fisher?
He's 88.
What do you say?
Guys
hold
need
on,
to
hold
lower,
on.
Your,
I think,
lower your expectations for the 88-year-old.
I think Rosie and Clint Eastwood are about to call in right now and give you a piece of their mind.
I'm pretty sure Kirk Douglas is going to do the Masters this year, guys.
Damn you, KT.
Listen to JaVale McGee. This is when the Lakers get beat on Saturday night by the 76ers. Listen to JaVale McGee wide open right by the bucket looking for the ball.
He wide open. He was screaming for it. Literally screaming for it, Yugi.
Now, Shippy, play that isolated. And this is what happens when I have too much spare time before the show. There's not that much more to it than that.
You know what, though? You spend a little more time and put exactly on beat, I think that would go viral.
Yeah,
and then put clips of JaVale McGee shacked in a fool to it.
Mm-hmm. Just move to the left just a little bit.
Tiny bit. That's amazing, KT.
That's really, really well done.
You're
okay,
brilliant.
So he was doing that because he wanted to let his teammate know that he was open?
Yeah, and they ended up passing it to him. After he screamed, he got the ball and he laid it in.
Oh, it didn't bounce off
but
his face.
But he was so wide open.
It's so interesting. He is so talented, but because of Shaqt and a fool, I just always think of that, and I think he's going to do something really, really stupid, which is a shame because he's so talented.
It's not a shame. Do you know what the Golden State Warriors did? Do you remember all that? Dude, their team management reached out to Turner as a partner with the NBA and said Shaq needs to tone it down.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That's crazy to
me. Yeah.
So a team went to an NBA property and said, make that analyst, who, by the way, is one of the greatest players of all time, tell him to stop criticizing our player.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because it's getting in his head.
Felt like it was a personal bullying. It felt like they had a history or something. Did they play against each other?
They probably did.
They didn't overlap at all. I don't know, but it was like there was Shaq was clowning him. Dude.
He was clowning, but Shaq clowns all centers. That's his bit.
Yeah.
He clowned Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And you know who else?
Sean Bradley.
Head-to-head is... JaVale went head-to-head with Tim McMahon in the locker room
one day.
He did. What'd he do?
He got all mad at McMahon.
He did?
Yes.
But McMahon's not backing down from that.
No, McMahon just laughed. McMahon, if you're listening, call in and explain the JaVale McGee story.
So does Shaq clown Saints, too? Or just centers?
It's
Tobias Harris got traded. Here's what happened when he found out.
I was watching his Netflix series on Ted Bundy, and when the phone rang, I was super scared. Like, who the heck is calling me at 1:30 in the morning? Like, while I'm watching this Netflix series, and the series is kind of scary itself. So I was like, what the heck is going on? And Dal called me, and he was like, come to his room or whatever. And I was like, in my head, I was like, Doc wanna show me some film at 1:30 in the morning. I said, on the elevator, I said, no. You're getting traded at 1:30 in the morning. Be ready.
That's all. What was that on?
I have no idea.
I love the background music.
Was he playing a tiny keyboard? That's interesting. But again, you know, as the Harrison Barnes thing, you never know when it's going to happen, when a deal is going to get done.
Right.
And nowadays, the way stuff gets out, I've thought about the Harrison Barnes thing a lot. It just, I don't know. It seemed like he got to his press conference. He was still talking about, no, I didn't know I was going to be traded. I'm like, that's impossible.
I mean,
and your agent knew. So what? And then the team you just went to, they leaked it. So
I know a bunch of people were going at Jesse. I fully believe Jesse 100% that Harrison and Marvin Williams told him that stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe that 1,000%. And sometimes it's just, you know, maybe the Mavericks didn't do a good job of fully articulating the reality of the message, or maybe Harrison didn't want to hear the message.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Netflix, KT, you ruined my weekend.
Yep. Happy to do it.
You ruined my weekend with that.
Nude pics?
It's a wild one, huh?
No, I like those. Oh. That made my weekend better.
Well, let's give our listeners a chance to get through it. Skin won't get to it. We tell him to watch crap all the time. He never gets
to it. I'm
going to
watch it during the Mavs-Rockets game.
He'll be working at midnight tonight.
Thursday. We'll do it Thursday on the Ben and Skin Show. A full review of the Netflix documentary Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh.
With audio and everything.
Skin.
You're going to want to watch it.
I know. You're going to love it.
And let me just say that my wife was putting in a plea for that as well, but we went with True Detective.
Yeah.
We fell asleep as the credits were rolling. I mean, we were just barely hanging in there at the end.
Yeah.
Do you guys think on True Detective, well, I'll make this super quick. Do you guys feel like, I feel like it's really wide open right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they're going to tie all this up in two episodes, or am I going to be pissed off again?
I think we're going to be ticked off because the way it's going,
it's so wide ranging right now.
I mean,
it's so open.
TV segment probably tomorrow.
We'll let everyone
Wednesday.
Catch up before we talk about it. If you're watching True Detective or you've been watching, get caught up tonight and we'll get back into it tomorrow. And when do you want to do, what is it, Taken in Plain Sight?
Abducted in Plain Sight.
We'll do that Thursday.
Okay.
I think we should all review Stranger Things.
Oh, I like that. Let's do that next.
Again?
Or is it Saint Ranger Things?
Yep.
You can go on another
Can't
cruise
wait for
if
the
you
4
want.
O'clock hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.